go.
Blog Talk Radio.
And hello again from Miami to Montreal.
You're not the best man.
Sweet cream on an ice cream sandwich.
Screw your mouth.
Excuse me.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Baby oil.
I don't even know what that word means.
The North American Wrestling Connection, bringing you great wrestling discussion since 2007. Sanctioned by...
There he is, the Denny Crum, the Vince Lombardi, the Phil Jackson, the Bobby Cox, the Diego Maradona of NXT, the best coach in NXT history. What a coach, what a leader.
Ladies and gentlemen, please do not adjust your internet. You have reached another awesome corner of it. This is the North American Wrestling Connection, and my name is Nikki Heyman. Tonight we have a slightly jam-packed show, so I've got a handful of people who want to talk to me about it. Let's start up north with Mr. VRM.
I'm not sure about what the WWE conditioning tests are, but I'm pretty sure that Albert Hansen would probably fail that one, too.
And looking straight down to the south, I have Mr. Typho.
Well, I kind of want to choke Michael Cole. Would that make me the Bobby Knight of NXT? Or if I were to choke him with a necktie, would that make me Daniel Bryan?
Actually, I think it would probably make you Joe Montana, Cal Ripken Jr., and Michael Jordan rolled into one.
No, it would probably make you, who's a good, I got to use it in RNC, probably make you Brock Lesnar to put him in an arm triangle.
And the world will certainly reward you very quickly.
Yeah, take a look. It's a new time.
But I would be remiss because we do have a fourth on the show, and surprisingly, his name is Fourth.
I'm just kind of surprised that now it seems like Macho Man and Warrior are on speaking terms with Vince, and allegedly anyway, Michaels and Jim Ross are now persona non grata.
Such as the ebb and flow of relationships within the WWE. Although admittedly, I wonder how many wrestlers are playing in the snow now that it's gotten really cold in hell. As I speak especially of a video that has been bouncing around the internet that Randy Savage, apparently is on speaking terms enough with the WWE that he's getting an action figure and is happy to hawk it. Has anybody seen this video?
I have. I love how he says, "It looks like me," or "what I used to look like," or whatever he said.
Although I gotta say the Mattel figures that from the pictures that have leaked out of Comic-Con, everything from that gorgeous Beth Phoenix picture, the figure with her in her hand with her hands up in the wings pose, to just the fact that they're doing a Macho Man figure. Ignore the photoshopped Daniel Bryan and Justin Roberts with authentic choking tie figure set. Whoever photoshopped that is a mad genius.
I will say my only complaints, and I'm not really the world-class representative here, but I kind of feel like that Kerry Von Erich and Kevin Von Erich, could have looked a little bit more realistic, but otherwise, definitely great stuff from them.
I think the only bad one I saw was the Pillman one.
Yeah?
It's something weird about his hair. I mean, it looked like a really bad Brock Sampson figure to me.
Being that I'm a Venture Brothers fan, I will now have to procure this action figure.
The you talked about the Kevin Von Erich action figure. Screw that. I'm going to be waiting on my Mike and Chris Von Erich 2-pack.
There you go. Wait a minute. That's still too soon. Anyway, where were we? And with the internet, being part of this, I'm going to segue slowly in the general direction of the fact that somebody finally showed Shawn Michaels how to use a computer. Doing more than just voting at Cyber Sunday. Somewhere Stan is celebrating. Thank you for getting that. DeShawnMichaels.com. I don't know if it's online. When I checked it earlier, it was still in the construction phase, although Sean does have a video out there bragging about it. I'm guessing that his kids also taught him about Twitter. So if anybody wants to get a hold of him on Twitter, it's @ShawnMichaels_.
Well, at least finally we have a Twitter account for a celebrity that doesn't begin with the real.
I'm surprised it wasn't the first. Shawn Michaels.
He's going to be busy if he's typing many replies to people, but one-finger typing technique doesn't go very fast.
I'm trying to figure how you one finger on your cell phone, or do you think he's just doing it on his computer?
I'm sure you can find a way to do it on his phone, too.
I think the only way you can really do it on the phone is if you have the full keyboard.
Yeah, I think if he has the phone, the thumbs are going to work very nicely for him.
So we've got that, and the word got out that apparently even Santino Marella is going to have some fun with Twitter. So for an added laugh, follow Milan Miracle.
So in a name like that, it sounds like he is going to be in character when he does it.
I don't know if I still have his initial tweet on my phone. Let me see if I kept it.
With that name, his Twitter account, it's giving me those nightmares of his first Intercontinental title run again.
Oh. I'm in lots of pain.
Although I was proud to be in attendance to watch it end when Umaga squashed him.
Nope, I don't have it, but he did. Essentially, he said something along the lines that I am the twits. See, we'll be doing this completely in character, which means it'll be worth every second. Do any of you guys do Twitter on a regular basis, or am I the poor, the only geek here doing it?
I don't even touch it.
I don't have it. I don't have a phone that I can go online with, so I don't really have it because it doesn't really seem that practical.
I follow people on it, but that's about it.
Okay. I'm going to need to clean mine up between wrestlers and a handful of the quote-unquote super fans that are out there, like Sign Guy, Fake Sign Guy, the WWE Clown, and the self-proclaimed WWE's biggest fan. Self-proclaimed. My phone didn't shut up.
What about Tie-Dye Guy? Is he on Twitter?
I haven't found him yet if he is.
Vladimir on Twitter?
Not yet.
I know Kappa Ame is on Twitter somewhere.
He is. It's just at Kappa Ame. And he recently announced that he got a Facebook page going. So, and for those of you who wants to see this, Kappaeme, go see his new short animation about Cena as Aquaman. But let's actually discuss some stuff. Speaking of Cena and his Aquaman jokes, Team Cena's a little bit of a... Ah, fuck it. They're they're all at each other's throats. This makes it almost look like a shoo-in for the Nexus. Typho, do you think Bret Hart's going to go in there and start knocking some heads and tell people to shape up?
It's a possibility, but from Raw this past week where we saw Cena and Jericho not getting along, Edge and Kali not getting along, even Morrison and R-Truth now not getting along well, and at the end of the show, Kali just started chopping everybody. It looks like, I don't know, maybe you've heard this before, it looks like Team Cena is going to have to overcome some odds at SummerSlam.
I was going to say, between the fact that that Nexus basically looked like a well-oiled machine and Cena's team looks like, well, like in the opening scene, in like a sports movie with the ragtag teams at each other's throats, it does seem very telling that Team Cena's going to win. Though I would like the visual of Bret trying to show Kali moves in the dungeon.
And when I saw the cluster at the end of Raw, I got flashbacks to the scene, Remember the Titans, right when they get to Gettysburg College and then they start that whole brawl in the main lobby of the dorm where you're staying. It's like, and it just, everyone is definitely at each other's throats, and it's like half the guys are trying to get into the fight, another half looks like they're trying to break it off. It's like,
that would have worked here too, just have Jericho call Cena Superman.
I'd give him Justice League if Beth Phoenix was healthy and on the team.
By the way, Forrest, you said something. I know there was a Photoshop mention in there. Cena mentioned Photoshop or something. What was it? And I told you, do not instigate that Photoshop. What was it again?
Something about the fact that it made it seem like Linda Carter has been ruined for me. Kali is Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah, that's what Cena was getting to. He claimed he either saw or actually did the Photoshop of Wonder Woman's costume on the Great Kali.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if that was in between Cena Photoshopping Batista's head on the body.
Or the fact that Cena Photoshopped himself wearing pink gear with that silly freaking butterfly.
I kind of thought, no, Cena's not skinny enough to do Monarch.
Maybe he could be Dr. Girlfriend.
Wait.
I fell off. I'm laughing so hard.
Oh no! Bad. I laugh too. So, oh my word. Now I'm gonna be picturing him in that outfit, and I have no brain bleach to save myself.
I personally apologize for all the trauma I may have caused.
No, you're fine. You're fine. I think I just got a better one. Somebody sent me something from WWE Universe's Facebook page. Just jumping over to SmackDown for a brief second, referencing the end of the show, Swagger just gave the oil well an ankle lock.
Go plug it up with Mysterio and shove him down there.
I'm pretty sure with the ankle lock, he can crimp it off completely.
True.
I'd rather just leave Mysterio at the bottom of the ocean.
Throw him hard enough.
We all know what would happen if Mysterio were down there.
He'd break it with his knee brace.
That, and he would be named Vice President of the United States as a result.
Sounds about right.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm going back to Raw.
Yes.
Let's see. Okay. There was a surprising lack of Bret Hart on the show, which is probably why the team was imploding. But it's only fair to at least step up and at least congratulate him because I believe he got married over the weekend, so he's probably on honeymoon. And I thought something about that.
At least he gets to have a honeymoon. When The Undertaker got married, he was busy being vegetative, so...
Hey, he got a better honeymoon than McIntyre. He was busy trying to get himself back into the country before he could have one.
He didn't get to have one of his little parties.
Well, of course not. He was over there where the party was already over.
I just find it funny that I saw a few videos on YouTube, and it seems like his character in the United Kingdom was a party animal. And now he's known for ending parties.
That's because he's a heel. He's got to be serious.
If he's going to be that serious, he has to wear a suit. Isn't that a requirement? That's what Jericho, when Jericho turned serious, he started wearing suits. Swagger
he
got
serious.
He
doesn't even get to wear his robe anymore or the jacket that he used to wear.
Yeah,
he doesn't even get that now.
Seriously. He kind of gets the suit, but like the open collar suit, like Vince gave him a suit or something.
Mm-hmm.
Vince should loan him his old powder blue block logo suit.
Oh, God.
Better than the salmon
with the shoulder
suit.
Pads.
Only if it bestows him the power to do commentary. Otherwise,
what a maneuver.
Remember bow tie? Yeah, that requires a... Go ahead.
I was going to say, even that weird tuxedo from WrestleMania 3 that you notice a kind of like the odd design on it when you really look at it hard enough.
Let's see. But going back to Raw, Miz took another crack at Sheamus for the with his Money in the Bank briefcase and was sadly RKO'd for his troubles.
I think sorry, go ahead.
No, please, go ahead.
I was going to say, I hate the idea of them having Miz do this constantly, because I would have had him do it just that one time, then just stalking Sheamus, and then attempt to do it at SummerSlam, just when Orton has the match won. But... they're going to run this into the ground, I think.
That's what you think.
Go with it each week until each member of the Raw roster has interrupted him.
I could take that.
You know the angle's over when you see Jimmy Uso out there.
For Michael Cole, I mean the anonymous GM.
Well, we know this much. Shawn Michaels cannot be the mystery GM because the mystery GM just types too darn fast.
That means after Monday night, after the last ending to his email, I can only assume the general manager is, in fact, X-Pac.
Oh, my God. That would be the scariest thing. I think I would much rather see him back in the band than see him as GM.
I'm going to start out with that.
So who are our possible candidates down to? Since we've eliminated Austin, Piper, Triple H, and HBK,
mm-hmm.
Who does that really leave? That leaves Rock, Michael.
I am thinking it probably is going to be a swerve in either Cole or Vince has been this GM the whole time.
God, I hope not.
I just pretty much expect when they build it up like this for so many weeks, you just kind of expect it to be whatever the biggest disappointment could be. So I envision either Michael Cole or Vicky Guerrero.
If it's Vicky Guerrero, I will do a self-induced pencil trick on myself. I am not kidding.
Oh, there's only, in my opinion, there can only be one person that can properly save the, that can properly execute this angle and get, and make, and get, I'm trying to think of the words here.
Positive reaction?
Get a positive reaction. There's only one person.
JR?
And that's The Rock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, I enjoy seeing The Rock, even if he has to tone it down, because you know he's going to be just a ball of energy, a ball of charisma, the moment he takes control of the mic.
No, the moment you hear, if you smell, it's just on. That second, it's like, the second that you hear that music hit, it's like somebody flipped the switch in the crowd.
Yeah, there's not going to be anything left of that building. The IWC will break out in civil war if it turns out to be Triple H.
If he's either the GM or the leader of Nexus, it'll happen.
Although, whoever the poster was, there was a thread about it, and somebody came up with some pretty solid arguments that Hunter could be the leader of Nexus, the mystery GM, and the guy who took out Undertaker. Now, before you guys say anything, I haven't read the spoilers, and for our listening audience, if you want spoilers, go get them. I'd rather not spoil here.
I only don't want him to lead Nexus for one main reason, that Nexus seems to be doing fine on their own. The idea of them trying to just claw their way through Raw and to get their own piece of the pie makes much more sense than trying to consult with one of the establishment, one of the people that they've basically declared war on. I feel like it would kind of go against it, but also that they would become his goon squad, basically.
Yeah, I don't want to see them become background characters to somebody. They'll just, if it's Triple H and he comes in as their leader, the Nexus guys are basically going to become Hawkins and Ryder behind Edge.
And I guess that begs the question: should we, you know, would the Since anybody who would come out as the leader, anybody else who would come out as the leader of the Nexus has a pretty good chance of overshadowing them. I guess we're all agreed that it should just be, you know, Barrett's the man in charge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Vince, keep it that way.
Unless they brought back Daniel Bryan and said he's the leader of Nexus. I could live with that, and it would make somewhat of sense if he was there.
I'd rather see him as the mystery GM just to watch the size of the fit Michael Cole will pitch. I've been reading this man's emails.
First night back, he choked out Cole with his necktie.
I would love it if the first email before he comes out of the back is, by the way, the person reading this is a poor replacement. They don't even have to reference Jim Ross, because at that point, seeing Cole's mouth drop and seeing Danielson come out, that would be an awesome moment, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That or, by the way, Michael Cole, you're going to get your freaking, because you can't say fucking. You're going to get your freaking head kicked in.
At that point, I think that every internet wrestling forum, as well as AOL Instant Messenger, would cease to operate.
There would be nothing left of the internet.
I was shocked enough that it survived after he kicked Cena's head
in. Oh, no. It's just somewhere the IWC is collectively changing their...
It would just be the equivalent of dividing by zero. At that point, boom. We'd just go back to telegraphs and telegrams, that's it.
Can we fax in our Photoshops now or something?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, it'll bring a tear to my eye. Oh, dear.
I have to find a dot matrix printer to send mine in.
Dot matrix? Forget about that. We're going to have to find some ticker tapes.
There you go. We're going to be doing this all by punch card. Let's see. Speaking of other technologies that Vince probably still uses in his building,
we're going to listen to some 8-track.
No.
We'll listen to gramophones.
Steve Miller to host Raw.
Chubby Checker if he's still alive. I was going to say something about a gramophone, but I'm going to keep my mouth shut for the time being. We will step over to NXT for a moment, and the fact that they had another elimination, and that Eli Cottonwood has been chopped down just as he was getting his T-shirt over. Come on, which one of you guys would buy a mustache shirt?
I'm still waiting on all of Michael Tarver's shirts from season one to come out. I'd buy a Run NXT shirt.
I've been too busy watching Deadliest Warrior to care about NXT. By the way, fuck you, Navy SEALs.
Forrest, you want a mustache shirt?
I wouldn't mind getting that if it's packaged with an I Got Lucky shirt.
I actually want a Husky shirt myself, but and I agree with you, Typho. I would buy a Run NXT shirt. I would buy the NXT NWO parody shirt. I love a lot of the designs that he was wearing out there.
1.9, even though he's not allowed to use it anymore.
Seriously. Well, when the night the Nexus first attacked, there were a couple of people in the stands wearing Run NXT shirts. I went to ShopZone and said, "Hey, where's that shirt?" Because I'm sorry, the big yellow N I won't wear.
That one was all right until they put a slogan on the back.
Yeah.
Because it just seemed just fine with its simplicity as it was already.
Right.
It was nice. It was like the original NWO shirt, just the logo on the front. Like that one, it had the N and the N on the arm, like the armband. I was gonna be all over that, and then it gets like 2 days before release, and they put out a new picture. Like, oh, by the way, here's the back. You're either Nexus or you're against us. I'm like, you kidding me?
Well, maybe we'll get lucky.
You just killed that shirt.
Maybe we'll get lucky and they'll make a Nexus Basics shirt.
That would be nice.
And hopefully my armband is in the mail. Now, Cottonwood getting eliminated. You think he, I realize that the pros poll and the universe poll probably conflicted at a couple of points. Forrest, you think he was the one who should have gone, or did you have somebody else? Do you think you had anybody else in mind?
I don't know. He seemed to me to be the most kind of physically awkward of everybody else. You know, Titus O'Neil and him just seemed like they were really called up way, way too early out of everyone. I would have...
Sorry. Sorry for something else.
I was going to say they should have been called up maybe another year down the line.
Can I agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, Eli Cotton was more ready than Titus O'Neil was, but I said when I heard the cast for season two of NXT, I knew going in that the first two guys that should go are Titus O'Neil and Eli Cottonwood, and there they go, first two. So everything's going according to plan so far. Because neither of them deserve to be there yet, and they shouldn't be there.
You know, Now I'll give Eli this much. He made sure we're going to remember him on the way out as he decided to start a hell of a brawl and try not to ruin his mustache shirt, which if they don't put that up for sale, there's going to be a riot. According to his Twitter, he is looking into it. He is going to try to get it put up for sale. So we'll see. Whether he's joking or not, hey, we can keep our hopes up. Let's see. Oh. You'll have to, excuse me, it's been a long day. I am actually going to talk about TNA more than 5 minutes. And not because of all of the former ECW guys under their new moniker of EV 2.0, which the all the marks in the Impact Zone were more than happy to chant.
And sounding quite awkward doing so.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I'm really, I'm actually pretty happy that a lot of these former ECW guys are going to have a chance to do this. The fact that the book has been handed to Tommy and that he's going to go ahead and put it together. Phone calls have gone out. I believe Sabu is confirmed. Sandman is confirmed. Lance Storm has turned them down flat. My question mark's on Steve Corino. I could have sworn they tried to get in touch with him and he turned them down. Anybody know if Shane Douglas has been contacted yet?
I don't think he has. I'm not sure.
He's not confirmed yet. That was the last thing that I saw. Which means they've probably contacted him, but haven't agreed on money yet.
I know Axel Rotten and Johnny Swinger have been confirmed.
Balls Mahoney also.
Okay.
And Mikey Whipwreck turned them down.
Okay. I've heard they're going to try to get all of the FBI, yes, even Tracy.
get Wildfire Tommy Rich on the phone.
And somebody called the Olive Garden that Justin Credible's working at?
I think he's probably...
Check the Olive Garden, check Target. You'll find him somewhere in there.
Because I'm pretty sure Justin Credible will do it.
Justin Credible, like, put down those breadsticks and get to the Impact Zone.
Seriously. And depending on Spike Dudley's condition, I hope they can get him in there because I'm sure he wouldn't mind one more go, too.
Yeah, just Stabboy just brought it up in the chat, but they have supposedly contacted Steve Lewington, who played DJ Gabriel in the WWE version of ECW. Why? I don't know.
No. That's silly. That means it. So does
if
that mean
did, that would if be did, it's probably to bury WWE ECW.
Yeah, I'm thinking if they did, it's somebody for the Sandman to cane the hell out of.
Yeah.
And if that was the case, I want the zombie. I want the zombie now.
He's already caned the hell out of the
whole caning victim.
Sandman already caned the hell out of the zombie.
Well, he can do it again.
If they do that, they better call Bobby Lashley again to see the lack of enthusiasm.
If they want to bring in the Baldies, get Tony DeVito over there to put on the Macho Libre costume.
Let's see, BWO, anyone? Actually, well, they've got Stevie there. Nova doesn't works at OVW anymore, and Meanie would do it.
Just don't book JBL, I'm sure Meanie will be there.
JBL's too busy playing golf in the Bahamas, he's not interested. Yes,
you know?
I have him. Twitter, J.C. Layfield, all he talks about is golf.
Do you know if they tried to call up Funk, or did they call up anyone like that, or?
I don't think they talked to Funk. They tried to, they went ahead and got in touch with Amish Roadkill. He's retired. He's not going to do it. I think they can still pull off a reasonable ECW-esque event, and yes, I'm going to call it that because that's what it really is. They set up Raven Tommy Dreamer. We know that RVD Jerry Lynn is going to be part of this show. And this is a little bit out of nowhere because Eric Bischoff's little announcement about having a pay-per-view quality show in a couple of weeks is basically because we're not going to waste a perfectly good Hard Justice card. Let's use it. We'll give it away. We love giving away pay-per-view quality matches on free TV anyway.
Never mind, we'll have another pay-per-view next month, but...
Right. I mean, well, they gave away Beer Money Guns in a cage. They gave away RVD Joe.
I have a feeling they're setting that up for either an Ultimate X or a Full Metal Mayhem finale.
They're doing Ultimate X next week, so Full Metal Mayhem is probably going to be the tiebreaker.
It feels kind of screwed up to build up for the Hardcore Justice event and then build up for this one, because it still feels like it would be tough for them to book two separate things at once, even if it is two separate teams doing it.
Well, really, I don't know how much booking goes into an ECW style event. I'm not knocking Tommy and the guys, but
yeah, we're not knocking them. But something tells me is here's how to book. If you book who's fighting and how it ends, everything else, do what the fuck you want.
Yeah, and essentially this is how long you have.
I am glad.
Tommy Raven, 15 minutes. Put Tommy in the ropes and beat him with a kendo stick till he passes out. I interrupted somebody.
But now we've got the promise that someone's going through a flaming table. Or actually, no, it was light somebody on fire.
Balls Mahoney, hope you're ready.
There was a joke that it was going to be Hogan, but I think that'd be dangerous because tanners are flammable.
I don't see Hogan agreeing to that one.
Well, I still don't understand what the world he was doing standing in the ring while the guys were talking about Hardcore Justice, so don't mind me. So,
I was expecting him to announce that he's going to headline the show or something.
Bubba would have killed him right then and there. Bubba would have killed him dead, and I would have jumped out of my seat and cheered.
New main event for Hardcore Justice, brother, me and Flair. Go show him what Extreme is all about, brother.
Apple Pie Strap Match Part 2.
Yeah.
So anyway, the Hard Justice card is going to end up on the August 12th show, which consists of, let's see, what have I got here? Inc. versus Generation Me, number one contenders match for the tag titles. Beer Money, Motor City Machine Guns, a tiebreaker if needed, which probably means they will.
Which means it'll be needed.
Yeah. D'Angelo De Niro versus Matt Morgan versus Mr. Anderson. Let's see. Jeff Hardy's Open Challenge. Angelina Love versus Madison Rayne for the Knockouts title. Kurt Angle is facing AJ. And RVD versus Abyss for the TNA World title. So, pretty stacked show. Yes, it was a pay-per-view card. So, Mr. Bischoff, congratulations. You're giving away an entire pay-per-view.
He wasn't satisfied with just the pay-per-view main event. Now he's got to give us the whole pay-per-view.
He's just trying to top his hot shotting of 1998.
They didn't even get a different night to make it like a Clash of the Champions style show. It's just going to be Impact.
So, Yes, congratulations, Eric Bischoff. You truly have topped yourself. And yep. I think I... Go ahead.
As I say, the only great part of the announcement was the fact that they did continue to basically just show that Brooke was literally just there for what she has up top.
This is the sound of me rolling my eyes.
If it wasn't confirmed before that they just hired her for her bust size, the fact that he's using it to hold pens is just confirmation we have entered a new and sad era in TNA.
Just for you, Mr. Bischoff.
You got to talk to Kevin Nash backstage last week. That's something.
Which, of course, they didn't go. I don't believe they went into.
I don't even think they'll be mentioned again.
It's forgotten already.
Oh, of course.
Kind of like those guys that kidnapped Samoa Joe.
I think those ninjas ended up in Ring of Honor, but don't quote me.
I'm thinking it was the Nexus. That was their first act way back in February.
That reminds me. Somebody, it was Kazarian. On Impact, he took a dig at Nexus.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. He said something about at least we're not a group of angry rookies or something like that. We're four veterans. Congratulations, you're a rehash of a stable that's been rehashed about 75 times.
There were other tickets, WWE. It wasn't just Nexus. What was the other one? I forget. And it wasn't during the ECW. It was during that promo.
But to me, what made it just that much worse of what he said was the fact that Nexus looks like a group of guys that just dominate, whereas he then promptly got squashed by Rob Terry.
So, you know, way to power your promo there, Frankie. Or does that fall under Nice Job Breaking It, Hero?
I would say so.
Okay. Because, by the way, Frankie Future, WWE's building new stars. Well, you guys are pulling in guys that were relevant, 5-10 years ago.
And in some cases, the guys they're bringing in for Hardcore Justice, some of them were never relevant. Johnny Swinger.
And the fact that, Simon Diamond's still in the background somewhere. I wonder if they're going to make him suit up.
Probably. That's probably why Johnny Swinger's there, so they can team up.
Don't hurt my brain.
Don't see any other purpose for Johnny Swinger.
True. Aha. Quick time out here. I have just been handed from the desk from a New York desk from Mr. Jason Block. If anybody is interested, I have the full PWI 500. I promise I'm not going to read the whole thing because we don't even have a commercial break to run over.
Armbar! Armbar in between everyone.
only if number three is, the three-handled moss-covered family credenzo.
No, it's the number three is the three bald men and a woman. I mean, CM Punk made it all the way to number three. So if you would like the top 10, counting down. Number 10 would be Sheamus. Number 9, Kurt Angle. Which means he has to fight The Undertaker at number 8.
Much of a challenge. Though he did say his first words recently.
I do.
Well, that and, well, allegedly Hoop attacked him. So, well, let's move on.
Yeah, let's see. Number seven, Shinsuke Nakamura. Unfortunately, I am very weak in my Pudetsu. So I can say I can't say much more for that. Number late with a late surge of votes from the Russell Crap forums, Batista.
Kind of a fun one, considering that he was in his last months in wrestling, and for many it was the greatest run that he gave in what has to be a 10-year career.
Close. He started. If you go all the way back to Deacon Bautista, you're talking 8 years.
I was going back to, like, developmental. Didn't he start off in the year 2000? Or?
Yeah, he started
yeah.
in 2000 with the Leviathan gimmick.
You can go back farther to his failed power plant attempt and then go into the Samoan factory.
Ouch. Let's see. But we can do better than that. Chris Jericho at number 5, Randy Orton at number 4. I reverse that order myself. Let's see. CM Punk at number 3, as I mentioned earlier. John Cena at number 2. I guess this is also based on money making. And AJ at the top, as we had reported here just a few weeks ago. The notables, Triple H at number 11, Rob Van Dam at 15, Tyler Black at 19, you're welcome, Trista, John Morrison at 27, Samoa Joe at 31, Davey Richards at 32, I bring him up a little bit, D'Angelo De Niro at 36, working my way down, Eric Young still in top 50 at 49. Kevin Nash at 53. Good lord. David
so he's batting. He's batting under his age then.
I was going to say, when your ranking is getting close to your age in the 50s, then you probably should hang it up. But in Nash's case, I think you'd probably go another 5 years.
Let's see, Shelton Benjamin still ranking in the, where is he, 76.
Where's Gene Snitsky on this list?
Let's see if I can find him.
Probably like 237.
Nope, doesn't look like he made it.
And this list is it's a sham.
It's an abortion.
Oh, come on. Kenzo Suzuki, I think, is still on it.
is The Rock still on it?
That I doubt.
They just stick him in at, like, 17. So one of his last matches in 2004. Let's put him on the list.
Nope, sorry. Holy crap, Cody Hawk's on here. Anyway, Tony Hawk.
Oh, never mind.
Cody Hawk, not Tony Hawk. Cody Hawk, big name in the big name
HWA
in my area.
HWA Cody Hawk.
HWA's Cody Hawk.
Okay.
If you want Tony Hawk, turn on ESPN right now. He's doing commentary on the skateboards.
Sin Boti, for all you Kizarni fans, is still on the list.
Did Steiner fall off the list or?
Let's find out.
Well, Tony Atlas is number 499.
Scott Steiner at 163.
Cool.
Tyler Rex, who hasn't had TV time in forever, at 180.
Wait, who's in last place?
Number 500, Barry Wolf.
Oof.
At least he cracked the top 500, I guess.
There you go.
Something.
I'm looking to see if anybody else I've worked with is down in this list anywhere. Let's see. Idol Stevens is still on the list. Anyway. Anyway, I found the list on Gerwick, or hopefully PWI actually has it on the news shelves, but that's probably where Gerwick got it from. So, thank you from New York. Oh, yes, I should have mentioned that. Daniel Bryan was listed at 44, and not 404, which means he will be back. Come on, somebody had to have gotten that.
I know it's a computer code, but that's all I can think of, like a site not found or something.
Exactly, page not found. So, what else did I have on my list? I don't want to end on a bad note, but I do need to bring in some bad news regarding a true legend in the business, a manager without peer, and one of those that is still among the living, and that would be Bobby the Brain Heenan.
Oh, man. He's had some horrible luck lately.
He has had to pull out of the NWA Legends Convention. He is undergoing surgery next week for a broken shoulder. He has also broken his hip. He broke it while he was in rehab from getting shoulder surgery that he broke when he slipped and fell after he had broken his hip.
Oh, man.
But that's just, you know, that's just too much. That's just too much damage for somebody of his age and condition to be traveling. So if you were going to the Legends Convention, he is unfortunately not going to be joining them. Best of luck to the man. I really would hate to see. I hate to see him go.
I
want
to
be around at least long. Go ahead.
I was going to say, well, I'd like to think eventually somewhere up there he and Gino would be reunited. I honestly don't want to see it happen this soon, so get well soon, man. I know he's not listening, but I'm just going to say that.
No, it needs to be said. Brain was one of the best commentators I heard when he was working at WCW. I've never heard a bad word about him when it comes to his managing, unless it's directed at him while he's out there out there healing it up like nobody's business. I've read one of his books. I felt that there was so much more to be told. I think he would have a book as thick as Brett's if he could get it all written down. So. Fingers crossed for the man. I would really like to. I really want to see him pull through. And yes, all hail the weasel. We will try to get him. We will try to get him in. Let's see. Ooh, question. A question from the chat room. 404 Rudy Switchblade. Rudy Switchblade is not of the Switchblade conspiracy with Sammy Callahan. Rudy Switchblade is an OVW guy who I've worked with.
Former OVW TV champion, I believe.
Mm-hmm. When Johnny Punch was still with OVW, they worked together on and off. Who are some of the other names they're picking up here? Kenzo Suzuki, somebody found him. Tony Atlas, $4.99. That just cracks me up.
I bet it cracks Tony up too.
I wouldn't just do anything like that. Yeah, I meant to do that. Anyway, well, we got a few minutes left here. I missed the first part of SmackDown. I know Kane had some goings on, and I also got to see the fact that Joey Mercury is unmasked, and that Striker knew him immediately.
I'm surprised we were allowed to know who he is.
Oh, that, but now they've gone to a more formal pronunciation by calling him Joseph instead of Joey.
That's only because, given how good a shape he's in, I'm the one who's going to start calling him Joey Abs. Oh, wait. That's not very nice. Oh.
Yes, I say, though, some people just don't pull off the bald look as well as others. And Joey Mercury, he kind of needs some hair again.
I don't know. I kind of disagree. It kind of looks good, just the new way he has it.
I'm going to need a couple of weeks on that. I'm really not... Right now, I'm not buying too much into it, but right now, it's just kind of fun to the fact that Punk is so pissed that everything's going wrong for the Straight Edge Society. I don't see them recruiting any more people. But what's their next move?
Probably continuing the feud with Big Show in terms of, you know, playing the numbers game for a while until. Eventually, then they have Big Show gain the momentum again, taking out one at a time until he gets to Punk. But it should be a fun ride, whatever they do.
And tonight, they were trying to take out Big Show's hand, and I was thinking that's a bad idea because the last person that did that ended up getting beaten down by the cast they put on it. So
that would be Triple H, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
Somewhere I have a picture when Show still had his hand in the cast. This was at a house show where Show tagged with Shawn Michaels against Triple H and Chris Masters. In the midst of this match, not only did they get Hunter's trunks pulled down, but Show took Hunter across his knee and spanked him with the cast hand. What makes this picture is that Chris Masters is in the background going, oh, my God, I can't believe they're doing this in front of a live audience. Anyway. And, Show, I would pay a lot of money to see you actually try to do that to Luke Gallows on SmackDown. Oh. So, in our last 2 minutes remaining, Typho, I bet you want to plug your show.
Sure, why not? Tuesday Night Typho, every Tuesday night, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can, well, pretty much most of my cast is on the show right now, so you can hear these guys, too.
Leon, you got anything to plug?
Missed this week's show. We'll have two division previews this week on the Sports Digest. Also, Sam Bradford's contract.
Worth, you got anything?
Nothing in terms of a show, but probably just a plug for Sierra Mist, because that's one of my favorite soft drinks at the moment. But other than that, I have nothing to plug.
I personally don't have anything. I don't have anything wrestling related to plug. But if you guys are looking for me next week, I will not be here with NAWC. However, the show is still going to go off. If anybody is interested in running into me, you will find me directly. You will find me distinctly incognito in Indianapolis at Gen Con starting this coming Wednesday. I am working for a group called Q Workshop. If you happen to be at Gen Con, please feel free to stop by and say, hey, we can take a few minutes and talk wrestling. Let me sell you some dice, or at least let you stick around and see some of the weird sights that are afforded us by Gen Con. Such as a guy in a Dr. Doom outfit hitting on any chick dressed as Poison Ivy or Harley Quinn.
Bonus points if she's dressed like Harley Poison Ivy from Gotham Asylum.
Or even better, just the fact that at least three times one of these conventions, I saw stormtroopers escorting Captain Jack Sparrow out of the dealer's room for stealing. Only at Gen Con, ladies and gentlemen, so please, you got to come by. It's a heck of an experience. But we're done talking about wrestling. We're done talking about all the fun we're having. Next week, I might not be here, but that doesn't mean it's not going to happen. I'll get us a host. I'll get us some wrestling news. That's how we roll at the North American Wrestling Connection. So, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Nikki Heyman for 4th, Typho and VRM. Good night.
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 Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Did we do okay?
Yeah, I think so.
We did.
I'm sorry we didn't talk enough Russellicious for you, Typho.
Okay, what
that's right. I'll make up for it by doing 30 minutes on it on Tuesday. Maybe I'll play the theme song a couple times on loop.
And then VRM's going to watch Deadliest Warrior for tips, and he's going to come knocking on your door.
Oh, boy. But, yeah, just to also give you guys a heads up, I'm not going to be – since I'm going to be in Indianapolis, I have no idea when or where I'd have the internet access to run the radio show, but we will have a host. So the award will be out no later than Tuesday night.
Cool.
So with that, I'm gonna jump off here. Thanks again, guys. Good show tonight.
Thank you. I'll be on the chat obviously next week, and can't wait to be on the show again soon. I'll see you guys.
I'm putting in my vote for Psycho Sid to be the host.
If I can get a hold of him, but it's $10, he doesn't show.
Now Typho
won't be able to find his passport.
Now Typho will probably get him to repeat the sound bite that he has on his show.
Word for word. I'd force his intro to be, "Welcome to the show. I am a fuel-injected suicide machine."
On that note, oh well. Gentlemen, good night, and hopefully we can repeat a good show next week.
See you then. See you whenever.
I'll be back in 2 weeks, but there will still be a show next week.
Cool.
Good night, guys.
Good night.
Good night.